Russia's top military officer called his U.S. counterpart last week to warn of live-fire missile tests in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The advance notice was given to U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown amid heightened tensions between the United States and Russia. Russia's defense ministry stated that the call aimed to prevent incidents in the region. Russia's Chief of General Staff General Valery Gerasimov informed Brown about the naval drills, which included hypersonic Zircon missiles and Caliber cruise missiles launched from frigates and submarines. The exercises also involved Onyx missiles fired from coastal systems, according to the ministry. The drills were conducted near U.S. Navy ships, including destroyers providing missile defense for Israel and amphibious ships carrying more than 2,000 Marines. Hypersonic missiles like Russia's Zircon are of particular concern due to their speed and maneuverability, making them more challenging to defend against. This was the first conversation between the two military leaders since Brown became Joint Chiefs Chairman in October 2023. The Pentagon confirmed the two generals discussed global security issues, including the conflict in Ukraine, though Gerasimov did not provide specifics on the weapons used during the drills. The communication occurred during a period of escalating U.S.-Russia tensions. The United States has allowed Ukraine to use long-range ATACMS missiles against Russian targets, while Russia has conducted intermediate-range ballistic missile strikes in Ukraine. Reports also suggest thousands of North Korean troops are now on the battlefield in support of Russia. Russia's naval exercises reportedly involved more than 1,000 personnel, 10 ships, and 24 aircraft, including MiG-31 fighter jets. The drills were described by the Russian Defense Ministry as being in compliance with international protocols and agreements.